E-waste is a climate change issue. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Oladele Ogunsanya, professor in the Department of Population Health and Disease Prevention at the University of California, Irvine, looks into combating this.
Greenhouse gas emissions are often associated with burning fossil fuels. However, many fail to realize that the electronics we use every day also release these emissions when discarded and replaced with new devices. My team and I set out to quantify the carbon footprint of electronic waste. To do this, we analyzed 1,003 life cycle reports from different manufacturers to determine the amount of carbon dioxide emissions created during the lifespan of the electronic devices. The results of this analysis show that flat-screen TVs were associated with the highest emissions when compared to other electronics such as computers or phones. We saw that in one scenario, an estimated 19 to 28 million metric tons of e-waste could have been prevented through a 50% to 100% increase in the lifetime of these devices if they were to be repaired, reused, and recycled. Through our research, we found that 30 million people in 32 cities listed as e-waste recycling centers would be exposed to concentrations of hazardous metals in the air, water, and soil at significantly higher quantities than permissible standards set by the Environmental Protection Agency. This research is key to creating climate-related policy. If we are able to lower these emissions and extend the useful life of electronic devices, we will help the planet and create healthy environments for our communities.
That was Oladele Ogunsanya of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.